This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And I wanted to let you know that our email address is back working, instructor@USAPrepares.com, instructor@USAPrepares.com. So if you want to use the main email address to contact me or your other instructors, you can use that. And I will forward, if it's for me, I will certainly read it. And if it's for other instructors, I will forward it on. So that's the easiest way to get in touch with us here at USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. And
which holidays are we talking about, Bert?
I'm talking about Christmas, Vince.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, then. Merry Christmas.
Coming up. We're allowed to say that, aren't we? We're not,
and I take, Bert, I take exception to the Merry Xmas. What the heck is with Xmas?
Well, I never say it, but sometimes I write it if I'm, you know, in a hurry writing something.
Okay, so cross off the X and write Christ.
Sure.
Right?
Okay,
there you go. Merry Christmas. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, unless we are celebrating, you know, Twitter, then it would be Merry Xmas, right?
You know, I didn't think of that. I guess that's why you get paid the big bucks over here at USA Prepared. let Elon in on that if he hasn't thought of it already. No wonder he changed the name. It's just in time.
Yeah. Well, he's a great copier of things that have already happened, and he just re-implements them. You know, like the boring machine, you know, drilling subway tunnels. And people think that's new. And then the electric car, and people think that's new. And rockets into space and satellites, people think that's new. That's all been way before his time. All of it. Some of it before he was even born. Right?
Yeah.
So, Bert.
Go ahead.
Just one quick question. Has Ford Motor Company sent you a remedy for your hybrid car so that you can start driving it again? I mean, have they said, Bert, great news. Sorry it took so long, but we have not only have we recalled it, but we actually have a fix for the recall, and you can start making an appointment to get that into your dealer within the next 6, 8, 10, 9 months, right? Have they done that?
Yeah. Since I can drive it, I just have to keep putting gas in it. I can't drive it on electricity, and I'm trying to work something out.
It's supposed to be an electric.
I'm trying to work out something. Yeah, where I roll it into a new model because it's not. But you know, the reason I got it is it's great for short commutes when you can run it on all electric.
You're thinking like pickup truck, right? Like 2001,
yeah,
Chevrolet also, 1500 Silverado, gas powered V6, manual
I'm
transmission.
I'm also looking at a couple other options, Ben. But anyway, we don't have to bore the class with that. But I do have, some Grinch Christmas news from. A little bit shocking, or maybe not, here from California. A guy parks his car. just happened. He parks his car with his brand new Christmas tree on top of it, tied down on the roof. Parks, you know, to go get a cup of Starbucks, and he's all excited. He's, got the tree, going to bring it home. picked the best one on the lot, tied up on his roof, and goes in to have a cup of coffee. Unbeknownst to him, a guy sees it, parks next to him, cuts the rope, takes the tree, looks like he might have scratched the car rolling it off the roof, then shoves it into the, they're both SUVs, shoves it into the back hatch of his SUV, because I guess, you know, doesn't have time to, he's not going to stand there, I guess, and tie it down for 10 minutes, and drives off. Of course, it's all on video. People don't realize almost everything's on video. I don't know if they caught the Grinch, but I guess the only good news is the Christmas tree farm heard the story and told the guy, come back and pick any tree you want out. And apparently out here, Vince, Christmas trees are $250. That's what he paid for it. Can you believe that?
See, well, yeah,
what would happen in Missouri if somebody did that in Missouri at a shopping center? Well, first of all, I don't think anyone would do that in Missouri. But if they did, what do you think would happen to that guy?
I can't imagine. I'm thinking like it'd be a loud noise, and there'd be blood on the parking lot, and then they'd have to call in the police car to show up with a six pack of cola to pour on the blood, so that people wouldn't see the blood, because that eats the blood. That's why they carry Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola in police cars to pour it on the blood, to eat the blood, so you don't see it. But I think it'd be over pretty quickly. You know, here in Missouri. Yeah, like cattle rustling. We're sick of it. We are absolutely sick of people stealing stuff from us.
Yeah. Well, it happened at a shopping center in town of San Mateo. And, man, the whole thing's on video. It looks like a nice tree. And, I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, I don't understand why you'd want to do that.
Well, Bert, I've been thinking of putting a sign. We haven't had a problem with this yet. Our farm has not been burglarized. But I'm thinking about putting a sign on the door of one of our barns that says something like this. Go ahead. If you think you can outrun a 30-06, and that's about 2,800 feet per second. That's, you know, more than twice the speed of sound, which is about 1,100 feet per second. We are sick. We are sick of people burglarizing, stealing. We're sick of it here. We really are. It's outrageous. It's not like we have a big problem, but we don't like even a smidgen of it. We don't. We think that it's immoral. We think it's against the law. You're not supposed to steal other people's stuff. You know, like the Germans did in World War II. They thought Poland had some stuff that they wanted, and Austria had some stuff that they wanted, and Hungary had some stuff that the Germans wanted. And so did the rest of Europe had stuff that the Germans wanted. Well, and they went on to steal it. And they killed men, women, and children. They bombed them. They're willing to do whatever they thought it would take to steal other people's stuff. It's outrageous.
Well, funny you mention that, Vince, because just in the last couple of days, it looks like Venezuela is going to go to war to steal part of the land of their neighboring country because they want the oil that's there. And we might have a war in our hemisphere because other South American countries and I guess the U.S. have said it's Guyana that they will support them. I mean, it's the middle of nowhere, but it's funny. Venezuela wants to steal that land because, you know, the country's broke. Do you know, people estimate somewhere between 10 and 20% of everybody in Venezuela has left the country, and half of them have come across the border to the U.S., the rest to other Latin American countries because the economy is so bad. And so they want to, just like you said, Vince, they want to steal another country.
I had a friend many years ago. who was part of one of the families of Hoffman LaRoche. He's a really wealthy guy. He used to love to come to our house and when I lived on the East Coast. A wonderful man. And he decided that he would give back by becoming an elementary school teacher. So he worked for my dad. And he taught school. He had plenty of money to do everything he wanted to do. But he thought he would, you know, give his time to help children and help them learn. And he would take his class on a field trip. And he'd buy them all lunch and dinner and pay for their tickets and, you know, the whole nine yards. He was just a wonderful, wonderful man. He used to go to Caracas, Venezuela. And
used to be a beautiful place.
That's what he said. It was like heaven on earth.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They were a rich country,
magnificent.
People, you know, they did have disparity between rich and poor, but it was getting better for everybody. Everybody was doing better. They had lots of wealth. I mean, women were spending money on themselves, and women were beautiful there because they took care of themselves, bought nice clothes, and the economy was doing well. And then these people came into power initially through election, although now, you know, if they just arrested the opposition, they're supposed to have another election. They just, you know, put the opposition in jail. So they haven't had a free election in a long time. It's sad, Vince, because it was a beautiful.
Okay, can you imagine if that? Can you imagine if that happened in the United States, where the
trying
opposition
to put someone in jail?
That's what I'm talking about. Can you imagine if we tried to put someone in jail? You know, the most viable candidate to clean up the swamp that was supposed to be cleaned up the last time. Can you imagine
that's third world dictatorships. We call them, you know, basket cases, whatever. That would never happen in the U.S., Vince. Never. In a million years.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
Yeah.
They'd never try to put the leading candidate from the opposition party in jail. Come on, Vince.
And the Attorney General, in charge of prosecution, says that the problem is that the guy, we're talking about Donald Trump, allegedly inflated his assets to get favorable terms and a loan. I got to tell you,
I did that once.
Well, what I was going to say, Bert, is I think almost 100% of the people do that. Almost.
I mean, you always take an optimistic view. I mean, give me a break.
Anyway. And also, how do you know? Okay, so well, really, class, that's what happens. You know, if you have $1 million worth of assets and they say how much, well, you know, you think, well, inflation's like 50%. Oh, I guess $1.5 million. But, you know, by the time somebody reads this document, you know, the loan application and the supporting evidence or documentation, they go, oh, $1.5 million in assets. Well, that's what happens. I'm not saying I do it. I actually do the opposite. And they know. I mean, when I apply for, you know, a credit card, I would put, what is your annual income? I put $11,000. You know, that's what I put. 11. That's the number I remember. 11,000. And then they grant me a credit card with, like, you know, $8,000 credit limit. And I scratch my head and I go, how can you have an $8,000 credit limit with an $11,000 income?
Because they want you to go into debt and pay the interest, Vince. So, Vince, we might be in another war. Yesterday, U.S.
We are in a
military.
We're already there,
military
Bert.
We're
at war by proxy with Russia. We're going to be in more of a war with China, and then we're going to be in this war with Venezuela. This is what Joe does. It's like, boy, his son got caught with his pants down. And so what do you do to fix it? You wag the dog. You start a war.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Bert, you mentioned Christmas tree. I maintain, this is probably going to upset some of you, but I think you'll get over it. Nobody needs a Christmas tree. Nobody needs a Christmas tree. I think it's absolutely criminal to cut a live tree, put it in your house, and then throw it away. I think it's absolutely criminal. That tree was doing just fine before it got cut down for Christmas. And if we stop buying live trees, we will help clean up the planet. We'll help purify the air. We do not need Christmas trees in our houses. So some people might get an artificial tree, a plastic tree. What are we doing that for? And why are we buying presents like it's free for people? Why are we buying stuff that people don't need? Happened to stick my head in Goodwill yesterday. Mrs. Finelli and I were in the big city, Springfield, Missouri, and went into a Goodwill store. I wanted to see how much things cost. And I kind of bumped into a guy, and I was looking at the prices. I can't believe what Goodwill is charging. I mean, the extremely high prices. Like a crock pot that used to be $5, $10, now it's like $25. They sell used shoes. Do you know that? They sell used shoes. $30 for a pair of used shoes. I went over to the woman's section. They had this coat on the end of the rack, and I thought, it's a fluffy coat. I mean, looked like it was fairly, you know, nice. Like a white Angora style coat. about $30. I'm thinking these things were probably about $2 or $3 or $4 or $5, you know, before Joe got in office. Even Goodwill, even the restore prices are extremely high, ridiculously high. And we have him to thank for this. And so why did this guy steal a Christmas tree from somebody else he didn't know? He knew it was wrong. He absolutely knew it was wrong. He knew it was wrong because he raced in there and raced out. He knew it was wrong. I handcuffed this guy to a parking meter, you know, for a couple of weeks. They catch him. I hope they do. This is nuts. And so the spirit of Christmas is praise the Lord, be thankful for Jesus Christ, our Savior, and then this guy, in the spirit of Christmas, seals somebody else's Christmas tree. What's he going to say to the family? Well, look what I got.
Yeah,
or if he was broke, what's he doing driving this, you know, Lexus or whatever the SUV was that he was driving? It looked like it was pretty new. What's he doing driving that if he's broke? If he's not broke, why did he steal a Christmas tree? And if he is broke, why would he have a Christmas tree anyway? You don't need a Christmas tree, period. Did you do this on purpose, Bert? To send
no. But, Nicholas...
Tell me I'm wrong.
No.
Seriously, tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong, Ben. Nicolas Maduro from Venezuela wants to steal part of Guyana. He claims it used to be part of Venezuela over 100 years ago. Vince, I guess that would be like one of your neighbor bordering farmer saying that 100 years ago your farm land was part of his estate, and so he's just going back and taking back what's really his. What would you do if you're one of your neighboring farm owners decided he wanted to expand because, you know, I heard there's a great campground on your land now, and he decides he wants it because his farm's not doing very well and your campground's flourishing. And he looks at the records and sees it used to be controlled by his ranch 100 years ago. And he says, well, I'm taking it over. How would that work out?
I don't know. I'm thinking what the sound of our bulldozer sounds like. It's a pretty large bulldozer. I bought it for $3,500 several years ago. And, you know, I bought it, you know, in case we needed to, reclaim, some land that, you know, might have, a little erosion on it, maybe to push some, brush out of the way, you know, those kinds of things. That's what I'm thinking. But, you know, he couldn't do that with us, Bert, and I'll tell you why. It's just a side story. So our land dates back. I have the original abstract from the James Buchanan land grant. I have all the documentation of our property back to 1840s. I really do. So he couldn't take ours because it would have to be the American Indians, not our neighbor. The American Indians would have to say, y'all stole our land. Now then I'd have a problem because I can't prove that we didn't steal it.
Yeah, but they probably took it.
We actually paid for it.
The Native Americans probably took it from Sasquatch.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
U.S. USA News Update. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Republicans are stalling an assistance bill to Ukraine. Speaking to reporters, she urged Congress to approve President Biden's supplemental package that gives aid to Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and includes some border security. Former President Trump attending his New York civil fraud trial yesterday. On the way to the courthouse, Trump again saying he has done nothing wrong. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone. He was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before that flight. He's being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Bert, I mentioned in class several weeks ago, I bought some generators, propane generators, and one of them was a Generac, and it came with two keys. So it's this box, and it has a lid, and you just unlock it with two lock cylinders, and the latches keep the top from opening, so you can lock it tight. And the other one has three doors, and it was made by Briggs & Stratton, branded General Electric. It has three doors, so you need a key to open each door. Well, that one didn't have the keys, so I ordered keys, and they're coming. But I guess the reason that we need to have keys on whole house generators is because someone might think they're a Christmas tree, right? And steal it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, could be.
It's ridiculous. Where we have gotten is absolutely ridiculous. And they say that locks keep people honest. Locks will help keep people honest. But I got to tell you, if I saw someone trying to steal our generator or our car or our tractor, which all have keys, I would come unglued. I might say, what are you doing? First, I might, if I had plenty of time. But I might not. I mean, class, what would you do if you saw someone stealing your whole house generator or your backhoe or your car or your truck or your refrigerator, or helped themselves into your house and then decided to load their truck up with your stuff? What would you do? Would there be a loud noise? What would you do? And you might want to think about that because it's coming. Actually, it's already here. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah. Vince, changing topic to one we talk about often, electric vehicles. Last week, we discussed the new Tesla Cybertruck with class, and just came out a couple hours ago, article from Reuters, that they have safety concerns on the stainless steel body, both the stiff structure and the sharp design. And what they're saying is, it won't be so bad for the person driving the Tesla, but it'll wreak havoc to pedestrians, bicyclists, and other cars, trucks, and vehicles. It's almost like a predatory design that will survive but destroy what it hits. And serious story. And they said they need more test data, but the way it looks now is, I'll just quote, "The big problem is they need to make the skin stiff by using thick stainless steel, and when people hit their heads on it, it's going to cause more damage." Quoted from the former president of the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety. And, they said the Tesla says that the design of the truck absorbs impact during crash. But some of these experts are disputing that.
The truth of the matter, class, is all vehicles, regardless of their shape, are designed to absorb impact. Now, some absorb impact better than others. But the front of this Tesla is kind of like the shape of the bulldozer blade we have. It's kind of like the shape of our road grading blade that we pull behind the tractor. Now, it's not exactly the same, but it's got sharp edges. So if someone hits the corner of one of these Teslas, the Cybertruck, they're probably going to get really hurt. Now, if you notice, class, the shape of most modern vehicles, and I'm thinking like 2000 and newer, I'm talking about car, passenger cars. I'm not talking about trucks. I'm talking about passenger cars. You will notice that they have a squashed jelly bean type shape. They're kind of rounded in the front. So the front, not all of them, Audi is an exception. And BMW and some of the new vehicles are an exception. But if you look at like a 1999 to maybe 2004 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, you will notice that the hood is kind of rounded. You'll notice that the nose is kind of rounded. And Mercedes takes great pains to make sure that if it runs into somebody, they will have a better chance of surviving than if someone is run into by one of these Tesla Cybertrucks, which will probably break their bones and shatter their bones. Okay? It's designed so that, I'm talking about Mercedes, and many other vehicles. Bert, you've got a Ford's kind of got a rounded front as well. So if someone is hit by one of these vehicles, that are rounded, it's designed to kind of let them glide off the vehicle rather than smash through the body.
Yeah.
Or plow through the body. This Cybertruck was an idiot's design. An absolute idiot's design. And it's been hailed by comments across the internet as one of the ugliest pieces of automobile, production that there ever has been. Ever. But if you really want to stand out, that's a good way to do it. But, you know, as you drive by, you know, the people on seeing you are going to say, what an idiot.
Well, Vince, it's also all electric. And as we mentioned, electric vehicles are backing up in the dealer lots now. They just can't sell them as fast as they had planned. So there's a glut of them. And, Vince, the U.S. is still moving. The thing that gets me is the military is moving forward with electrifying. And, Vince, we're close to the anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge in another few days. It happened in December 1944. And for class, it was the last major German offensive of World War II. They surprised the American lines with an attack through the Ardennes in Belgium, and they had surrounded a town, and well, they surrounded a lot of troops. They took prisoners. It was a pretty bad battle, Vince, and George Patton, class may know, came to the rescue. He was down in the middle of France fighting and doing really well, and he's a tank commander, and I'm just wondering, had we electrified our army back in 1944 during World War II, what would George Patton have said as he's going up to rescue Bastogne and the guys who are trapped there and surrounded by German panzers? Would he have said, boys, we got to pull over in this French village and juice up our tanks, we're out of electricity, and tell the guys up at Bastogne we're going to be a couple of days late because we need to charge up. So, boys, go into town, see if you can find some 220 outlets that we can charge up to. I mean, could you imagine that happening in 1944 as George Patton was racing north to save, which he did, save the town of Bastogne, which was surrounded by Germans and within a day or two of falling, if George Patton hadn't arrived with his tank brigade.
Yeah, they called him Blood and Guts. And my godfather served under General George S. Patton, and my godfather was at the Battle of the Bulge. And I know by looking at historical photographs and historical footage that, Bert, they would have to say, well, which one of these electrified Sherman tanks do we want to charge? Because if you look at the power poles, you will see that the villages in that area did not have enough electricity, did not have the current carrying capacity that we have today. And they would probably only be able to charge one tank at a time. Seriously. There was a television series called something like Out in the Country or Move to the Country. It was an English broadcast from England. And this was people who, they would show three people who wanted to move from, let's say, London, England, to the countryside, you know, buy a small farm. And when I say small farm, I'm talking about like an acre or two. And moving out of a row house into, we'll call it the suburbs, but that would be out in the country to them. Well, Mrs. Finelli and I used to watch some of those, and I would take great interest in looking at the number of wall receptacles, outlets, and overhead lighting fixtures, and the power lead in, the supply cable, from the power poles to these houses. And I got to tell you, Bert, they're looking like 30 amps to me. 30. Now, I can recognize this kind of stuff. So what I'm saying is there is less electricity delivered to homes in England and out in the countryside around England than there is in America. Way less. Way less. So if you go back in time to the 1940s, like 1944 or even before, they didn't have electricity. And really, Bert, there's no reason to have more electricity delivered to people. We are destroying the planet with electromagnetic radiation that's coming from these power lines. It's nuts. And Greg was on before your hour, and we were talking about the leakage from the high-tension power lines. And if I know for a fact, if you go under them or near them, and at night you can see the arcing, and you can hear the 60-cycle buzz of the electricity leaking from the lines through the insulators to these metal stanchions into the ground. Those are the facts, ma'am. Those are the facts. Bert?
Yeah, Vince. So just something to think about. So meanwhile, we talked about the accident that Cruz had in San Francisco. So they've been fined $1.5 million for covering up the accident that dragged a woman almost to her death. And, well, we'll see. They have to appear in court on February 6th. Vince, who goes to court? Do they send a robo car to the courtroom, or do
I think that they should haul the CEO, the CFO, all the vice presidents, and every member of the board of directors, and say, "Look, we're going to let you speak, but you're all being tried. All of you are being tried civilly and criminally." Of course, that won't happen. But if it did happen, these guys who have insatiable greed at the corporate level and at the officer level would knock off this the mass endangerment of the American people. They would stop it. They would say, you know what, we better not build those bars of soap because, you know, people are dying from cancer from the dye in the soap. So let's take the dye out of the soap. They would stop this nonsense. If they were held criminally and civilly liable, if the vice president of marketing knew that he might lose his house and his Tesla and his yacht and his vacation spending money, if he knew that he might lose that or she might lose that because of defective products and dangerous products they're making, they would stop making them.
But they are immune.
They are immune because of the corporate structure of protection by the corporate structure of defective products they make.
Well, that would be Mary Barra, because GM owns Cruz.
Right.
They fudged the video that made it look like they stopped when they dragged the poor woman 20 feet.
Lies. More lies by corporate America. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, I was having a really good day until you brought all this up.
Sorry, Vince.
You do this on purpose?
I hit a chord with you.
Yeah. Well, do you think it's incorrect or correct of me?
Well, that's what we're here for, Vince. Hey, article just came out. Everybody thinks EVs have less parts, which is absolutely correct. But we now find they cost 50 to 100% more to repair after a crash. This has to do with a number of factors, including people don't know how to work on them. There's a shortage of mechanics. But more importantly, when something does go wrong, the actual components cost more. And the proof of the pudding is they quote, and this is from the Daily Mail, they quote a person getting an insurance quote for a large gas-powered SUV from State Farm Insurance, major company, $78 a month, then a small Tesla Electric, $140 a month, so almost double, Vince, and the car is actually smaller, but almost double to insure it, and they said it includes problems with the battery that gets damaged when there's a, you know, even a minor crash. Apparently flaws in body panels, they haven't gotten them to fit right, and it just costs more to repair, so obviously cost a lot more to insure. So,
I think that's fair. I think they should quintuple the insurance rates for electric vehicles and reduce the insurance rates for other vehicles. Bert, I was in the big city, Springfield, yesterday, and I was crossing the two-lane road in Springfield, and I was leaving one parking lot, going totally across the road, and a car was coming up, and this gal was going really fast, and she decided she was going to stop right in front of me. That left me in the middle of the road, she was looking down her phone, had no idea I was there in my bright red 2001 pickup truck. Can't miss it. I was in the road trying to get across. She pulled right in front of me and stopped. She was looking down her phone, not paying attention. I think anyone who is found to use a cell phone while they're driving should lose his or her license for 1 year minimum. And then when they go to court and they say, well, Your Honor, I got to get to work. Too bad. Too bad. You're putting lives in danger by reckless driving. That's what I think. And then in the same trip to Springfield and back, 120 miles roughly, tractor trailer passes me on a double yellow line. Because he had to go faster than the speed limit. Bert, it's nuts what people are doing. So I think insurance rates, if you have an accident, double the insurance. If you're found at fault and you cause an accident through carelessness, recklessness, lose the license for a minimum of a year. And when you get your insurance, it needs to be doubled. And everybody else's who hasn't had an accident, and I have not had one yet in my entire life, needs to have their insurance reduced. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so what's interesting, Vince, going back to the electric vehicles, it says in the average repair from a crash, electric vehicles needed twice the parts as a traditional gas-powered car. So interesting. And another problem is they said if they're not careful, they could accidentally start a fire with the battery, so mechanics have to be specially trained to work on electric cars. Apparently there's been a number of fires at repair shops with the batteries catching fire. I guess maybe they inadvertently shorted something out, or what I suspect is in the accident something happened to the batteries, and the fire doesn't always happen right away. The batteries are a little shuffled, they're close to shorting, they start working on the car, pulling stuff apart, and you got a fire.
There's another thing that happens, Bert. So when a vehicle is in a crash of some kind, let's say it doesn't catch on fire and it's an electric vehicle, so the body parts are twisted at some level.
Yeah.
It doesn't,
yeah.
All of them. I mean, they're twisted,
yeah,
at some level.
Of
and
course.
So when the vehicle is put on the back of one of these flatbeds, it's stressed even more. And when it's unloaded from the flatbed, it's stressed even more. And when it's pushed into the repair shop, it's stressed even more. So,
yeah.
And these frames are welded together so they can be,
yeah,
strong enough to support these massive battery banks that are really heavy. So now the guys that work on the vehicles have to unweld or cut, which means all kinds of sparks when you cut steel.
Yeah.
That's what it means.
Explains, a lot of times what happens is they tow these cars to the repair shop. And everybody thinks it's okay. They put it in the back of the shop, and then the car catches fire overnight. And that's happened over and over again. Vince, do you charge more to work on EVs in your shop?
Infinitely. Infinitely more. Actually, there's no number big enough for us to work on an EV. No number big enough. We don't do it. We can't do it. Even if we were stupid enough to want to do it, we can't do it, Bert. What can I fix on an EV? I don't have the factory computer, nor do I want to. And besides, it's going to be obsolete soon when people figure out that these electric vehicles are a boondoggle. And
he could do tires.
No, I can't. They have special tires. They have special tires, and our machine won't do them. Bert, thank you. See you next week.
Right to tell us.
You got it.
What has happened for them since starting Extendivite? Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extend.